It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players here and across the pond. Good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart and I'll be here on this Open Championship Friday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 AM. Great job there, Al. Great job bringing us in. It's 920thejersey.com if you want to stream us live. Don't forget those tune-in smartphone apps, social media. You know, you can hit me up at @KJPGA. And we got to get right into it today, Al. And the song of the week there, Simple Minds.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Don't you forget about me.
Please. I thought it was for me. I'm a simple-minded time, so.
Well, I just didn't want you to forget about me.
I won't.
But there is a reason always for the song of the week. And Simple Minds is a band that came from Glasgow, Scotland.
That's correct.
And I'm very proud and privileged and honored to have Colin Sinclair, the head golf professional of Carnoustie, host of the 147th Open Championship, on the line right now. Colin, welcome to Springdale Golf Live.
Thank you, Keith. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, we're very good. Thank you.
Well, you guys are running a very, very wonderful championship over there. How are things going this week? You a little busy?
We've got one or two things going on, yeah. But we are having an absolute blast. It is it's an honor, privilege to be hosting the 147th Open, and yeah, it's just a little surreal sometimes. But this is my third Open, so I'm kind of getting used to it. But yeah, it's just it's a wonderful atmosphere.
You know, looking back and getting prepared for today's show, I noticed that you joined Carnoustie in 1999. So your first year as a pro there at the club, you hosted the 99 infamous Carnoustie Open Championship with Jan Vandeveld. And then now you're on your third one here. And it's quite a championship going on there. And Zach Johnson and Kevin Kisner are leading the way. What's the atmosphere like at the club this week?
It is wonderful. We've been blessed with phenomenal weather this summer, Keith, which is not something you can say that much with Scotland, with good weather. So the course is just firm and fast, and how you would kind of describe old-fashioned links when you were watching Open Championships in the 1970s and the 80s. And it's been a generation that haven't seen the golf course like this. So, you know, the beautiful weather. Obviously, a little rain this morning, but it's a lovely afternoon and evening now. So, yeah, it's like Mardi Gras. That's probably how I would describe it.
You know, Mardi Gras is a big deal over here. So, kudos to you
it
and your staff.
Like it.
Well, you know, I think that one of the things that's so cool, and, you know, personally for myself, this is one of my favorite golf tournaments to watch all year. So for the past 2 days, I've set my alarm for 5 a.m. and I wake up and I watch coverage, you know, in the dark on my TV, and I just love taking it all in. But what I can't get over from watching from yesterday to today is the difference in the conditions that I saw, which would have been about 10 a.m. your time, between, you know, yesterday being so dry and fast, and then today, you know, Tiger and his group having the rain to contend with. You know, how's the weather going to work out for the weekend? Do you guys have a good gauge on what's going to happen?
We're looking at the weather, Keith. It's, you know, from temperature-wise, kind of high 60s, 68, 69. Not a lot of wind. I mean, seeing that, I mean, the course yesterday was firm and fast. And there wasn't much of a breeze yesterday, when today the rain took the fire out of the golf course. Yeah, the guys, they're finding their feet with the golf course. It's the shortest it's ever played in a tournament, because there's so much run on the ball. So, yeah, I can certainly see over the weekend that the weather's going to be relatively good for some aggressive scoring. And they're working it out. They've kind of, you want to make the cut. You don't want to, you don't want to shoot yourself out of the tournament. But I certainly see this weekend the guys being a little bit more aggressive.
Very good. And, you know, I was again, doing some research, thinking about, you know, the Open Championship over there, and there was a quote from yourself on how to play Carnoustie. And you said, you don't have to be a fader or a drawer. You have to be accurate. And I look at the couple guys at the top of the leaderboard. You've got Kisner, Johnson, and Fleetwood. These guys are tremendous ball strikers. It's probably no surprise to you that they are at the top. But as we approach the weekend here, who do you see? I mean, some of the big names are making a charge this afternoon. Spieth, Fowler, Rose. You know, Rory made a little charge this morning. Where do you see things kind of for moving day tomorrow? Where do you see things kind of going?
Probably better ask me that tomorrow night. because the cut's looking, we've still got another probably hour and a half of play. So it's looking around about three over. So anybody sitting around about level par, even one over, it brings so many people into the mix. I must admit, at the beginning of the week, I thought Dustin Johnson would be there, Justin Rose. I thought anybody that plays in the European Tour, so obviously Tommy Fleetwood, because we have the Dunhill every year, so a little bit of local knowledge does assist. I think Fleetwood's going to be very, very confident. Obviously, his finish at Shinnecock last month. There's Adam Scott, it's at one under par. He's been here for a few weeks practicing, so he really has a feel for the golf course. There's one of 50-60 that could win it now, so it's very difficult to tell.
Well, you go back to Shinnecock and Brooks Koepka, I think he was one under the cut line and he ended up winning the whole event. Mm-hmm. So I think that even your favorite Jason Day at even par, right?
Yeah,
he's still somewhat in the mix. And you know, look at what happened to Kisner today. He's rolling along for 2 days for 35 holes and then he double bogeyed the 18th hole. So you know, strange things have happened on that hole before, or so I'm told.
But it's that again. You know, we've said it. You know, we say it every day to our members and to our guests that, you know, that the finish to our golf course is incredibly challenging. I mean, we kind of break the course down into thirds. That first third, you've got to really kind of post a good number. Second third, consolidate. And the last third, you just hang on as much as you can because it's so easy just to drop some shots. Yesterday, Jordan he made double on 15 out of nowhere. Laid up quite far back off the tee, then went into the two traps, you know, quite considerably short of the green and making six. And so you've got to hit to your spot and you've got to be just using good strategy. But it's good ball striking, as you alluded to, that, you know, you look at the winners that we've had at Carnoustie, this is our eighth Open. Mr. Hogan, Mr. Player, Mr. Watson, you know, strong golfers, you know, the best that's ever lived. So, you know, Carnoustie will always produce a great champion.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how this all plays out over the weekend. So we're on the phone here with Colin Sinclair, who's the head golf professional over at Carnoustie, host of the Open Championship this week. And Colin, you and I have met through our good friend, Mr. Gregor Jameson, down at Lake Nona, you know, during the Pro Invitational during the PGA Show Week each January. But, you know, a lot of my listeners up here in the New York and Philly area, they don't know you. Could you give us a little bit of your background and, you know, how you ended up at Carnoustie and in golf?
Yeah, surely. I kind of grew up in the, when you're talking about Simple Minds there, I kind of grew up in Helensburgh, just kind of 20 minutes west of Glasgow. Learned my golf there. My father was a scratch player. Then we kind of moved across to the East Coast, a place called Forfar, which is literally 20 minutes away from Carnoustie. And I finished my schooling and I actually went to university. I studied law before I turned pro. And then I got the opportunity to... I always wanted to be involved in the golf industry. I was never good enough to play for a living. I was a competent golfer, but I enjoyed the business side. And then I got the opportunity to work at a very nice private members club called Blairgowrie Golf Club, which is kind of in the middle of Scotland, near Gleneagles. I was very fortunate to work for a great professional, Gordon Kinnich, who's sadly no longer with us. And I learned so much from him. Just on the retail side, hospitality, coaching. And then I moved to London. I worked at Walton Heath as a senior assistant for 3 years. And then I got a phone call out of the blue from the general manager at Carnoustie that knew my old boss, saying they wanted a pro. And I got the job here in 99. And nearly 20 years later, I'm still here and just... Yeah, I don't work, basically. I just kind of come to the club and just get to hang around some very cool people and great colleagues and yeah, a lot of great members, and you know, nice to meet our overseas guests from all over the world. So, yeah, I keep saying to people, I don't work, Keith. I just kind of hang out at a golf course.
I don't work. Yet you have 2,500 members, and you're doing, you know, you're pushing 20,000 guest rounds a year at one of the finest links courses in all the world, if not one of the top five courses probably in all the world, but certainly just a fantastic, fantastic golf institution. And now you've been there for 20 years. And tell me a little bit. I'm very curious to know. Tell me a little bit what your first year in 1999 was like, and you're hosting the Open Championship, and you're a brand new head golf professional. You know, I can remember my first year back in 2009 as a head golf professional, but I couldn't imagine hosting the Open Championship at the same time. There's got to be some good stories there.
Yeah, well, in 99, we'd opened a new shop, I was very fortunate. I got to speak to Brian Anderson at Royal Troon and Eddie Birchenough at Royal Lytham, and I just, you know, picked their brains and, you know, asked them, because Eddie had had it in 97 and Brian had it in 97 and Eddie had it in 96. They gave me a lot of great information. And then we got to do merchandise back in the day at the tournament, in comparison to today, it's all done in-house by the R&A, and they do a fantastic job with it. But it wasn't difficult. It was just so much fun. I mean, I love retail. I mean, I enjoy retail so much. But again, I like to plagiarize. It's not really my ideas. I just kind of take them from everybody else. I get to hang out with Gregor at Lake Nona, and I just pick his brains. Fortunate that I get to speak to Bob Ford, who's actually coming over here in a couple of weeks' time to play golf. So I've met a lot of great people in the industry, and you just ask them. And so when you get the opportunity to, I know it was my first year in 99, but it was, as you just plan, it's just planning, it's good prep. It's like any golfer that if you want to get good, you just got to, you know, you got to do your homework and prep. And yeah, I'm dealing with really nice people, Keith. So, you know, people that are working in hospitals and, you know, the police and the fire services, you know, that's a tough job. You know, I'm just dealing with people that are generally, you know, they're on vacation, or it's their hobby. I didn't find 99 too difficult, I have to admit. I didn't have family back then, so, you know, it was just myself and my wife. So we were just, it was easy for me to go home at midnight and she didn't shout at me. But it's a little different now that I have a daughter that is not seeing much of me just now. But it was great fun. And obviously still is, but it wasn't overly difficult.
Well, I tell you, Colin, you're certainly doing this at an expert level, and you're a fantastic person to talk to. I have one quick question. You know, you say that you're really into retail. Are you going to be carrying physio tape in the shop starting next week? You know, there's a big run on it.
Yeah, I saw. I was speaking to somebody about that today. That obviously Tiger had kind of slept a little strange, and if he certainly can start posting good numbers, then. Yeah, I don't know how you can crest that. I don't know how I can get the Carnoustie logo on there, but obviously I'll try.
Ask Gregor. He'll know how to put the logo on.
He'll know how to do it, yeah.
For sure, for sure. Well, you know, I really appreciate the time. I know it's about 8 o'clock your time over there, and you're extremely busy. The fans of Springdale Golf Live, we cannot thank you enough for being on with us. Just one last quick question for you. Who's going to win?
I'm going to throw out there, just looking at the leaderboard, Zach Johnson. He's done it before. The course, you don't have to be long out there just now. You've just got to hit to your spots, as I said, and you've got to be super accurate with iron play, and you can putt lights out. Looking at that leaderboard right now, I fancy Zach.
Well, that's great, Colin. Thank you so much for being here, and to all of our fans, you know, we can't appreciate you bringing in your perspective enough. And Al's going to take us out now. We're heading into break. Colin, I'll talk to you soon, and I will certainly see you again in January down at Gregor's house. Appreciate it, bud.
Not
have a great, great Open Championship weekend.
Very kind. Take care.
Thank you, Colin.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. It's 3:15 Eastern Time. It's 8:15 over in Scotland. Al, take us out to break.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf. On Monday, August 13th, famed Baltus Roll Golf Club will host the NJGF Golf Classic, presented by Thoronco Group. This is the signature fundraising event on the annual calendar, and limited space is still available. Help us make a difference. Visit njgolffoundation.org or call 732-465-1212. That's njgolffoundation.org or 732-465-1212. Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
I love it there, Al. Song of the week, Don't You Forget About Me.
I can't do that.
You know, one thing we're not going to forget about.
And that is?
And that's how special that interview was with Colin Sinclair.
Fantastic.
That gentleman, he is, it's unbelievable.
And it, great, you know, background.
It's no surprise how he is in charge of such a fantastic world-class facility. He's now hosting his third Open Championship. And to hear him talk and to just, you know, it's just such a wonderful conversation with him. And he's such a nice friend of the show to come on. And
I love his line, he's not working.
Yes. Yes. You know, we should try to adopt that mantra.
I would love to do that.
Yes. Yeah. You know, but Al, being with you here, with, you know, it almost is, it's not like work.
Gosh,
you know, as the director of fun, how can I say I go to work?
That's true.
Right?
That's
true. How can I realistically say that I have to go to work every day at the best golf club in New Jersey?
You're right.
You know, Springdale Golf Club. It is my home away from home. You know, my family gets to come right now during the week. My kids are there for junior golf. You know, I walk around. I have 300 other family members. My staff are like other children of mine. It's just the most wonderful place to hang your hat. So from now on, next staff meeting I have with my team, I'm going to tell them that we're going to take the approach like Colin had, to just be, you know, kind of smooth customers and just say, hey,
right,
it's like we're not even working. That's, we're just right, so happy to be here.
We're here to have fun.
And, you know, there's a lot going on at the club right now, Al.
And what is going on at the club? I see that list over there. It's almost touching the floor. What's happening?
I tell you, I had to have you bring in an extra whiteboard for this week. So we had a women's major tournament this week. It was right, Tuesday, Thursday, and it's called the Betty Whalen Donovan and Chairman's Tournament. So Betty Whalen Donovan, or Betty Whalen, is a famous New Jersey woman golfer who was extremely, extremely good, like LPGA worthy.
Okay.
But at the time with which she played, you know, probably, what, you know, there wasn't an LPGA to the extent that there is today. And, you know, she couldn't go out on tour. And you know, people just didn't live that lifestyle, you know, chasing that type of career path. But she was a phenomenal golfer. And there's a tournament named in her honor. And the gross title, or, you know, your actual score, is named after her. And then the chairman's tournament is the net title, which is with use of your handicap. So, super, super competitive tournament. Two ladies, one shot decides the difference between the two of them. It comes down to the back nine, and Kathy Schulliver makes back-to-back birdies to get after the lead. But when it's all said and done, congratulations to Wendy Richmond, who won the tournament by one on the gross side. But in the good news, bad news world, Kathy won the net side, the chairman's side. So we're really, really proud of both of them. But congratulations to Wendy and Kathy for their fine play this week. And speaking of fine play, the men better be bringing it this weekend, because we have the Harry Cannell and Medal Play Championship. Now, Harry Cannell had my role at the club back in the 50s and 40s and 50s.
Hmm.
He was the head professional there.
Okay.
So, you know, Springdale has been around 123 years, Al, and I am only the ninth golf professional.
Wow.
Imagine that, right?
Yeah.
You know,
longevity.
Which is good.
Yeah.
You know,
definite.
If you're Keith Stewart. And so we're going to play the Harry Cannell and Medal this weekend, and right, the guys are all lined up for it. I know Robbie Fenton's back at the club setting up the tournament as our tournament coordinator. They're going to play Saturday and Sunday morning, so we're very much looking forward to that. And I had the very, very awesome opportunity yesterday to go play in a New Jersey PGA event with our club president, Kevin Tylus. This event's called the Pro President. Go figure. And we got to go up to Essex Fells, and I would certainly like to, on air, thank our hosts, the GM up there, Mr. Dan Pasternak, who is a friend of the show, and also the host professional, Mr. Brian Gaffney, who's a good friend of mine.
Right.
And these two guys put on a really, really, really nice show yesterday up at Essex Fells for all the pros in the area and their presidents. And I'm happy to say that Mr. Tylus and I put together an even par round, and I think we finished tied for 11th, so, you know. Pretty good showing, considering good. It's a busy time of year at the club.
Mm-hmm.
I was certainly very proud of his play on the last hole. He birdied the last, and you know, he's probably cringing right now as I'm giving him a huge shout-out here, but it was this really, really tough par 3. He had a side hill breaker, like 25 feet, and I was yelling for it to go in, and certainly it went in. Now, speaking of challenges like that putt, Al,
right?
I've had a challenge lately, and that is that I have so many listeners that love hearing the show, but sometimes they get a little busy on Friday at 3. You know, their boss is on them, they can't get away from their desk, or, you know, maybe they're heading down to the shore, and, you know, they forget to turn on the show. You know, shame on them.
But that's right there,
so,
yeah.
But they love...
I don't miss the show.
And neither do I. But then again, you know, we are the show.
Well, you are the show.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm pushing the buttons.
Well, you do it with tremendous aplomb.
Thank you.
So, everyone's wondering where the podcasts went, right? They
yes.
went to some mysterious clouds. You know, everything's like, you know, Al, everyone's like, I put it in the cloud. I put it in this cloud, all
that's,
right?
That's my out. Yes, it's in the cloud.
Look up in the sky. There's a lot of clouds.
Yes, right.
And, I've been feverishly looking for the podcasts. Well, guess what, folks? Members, I'm going to be sending out an email this weekend. The podcasts are back. And it's as simple as going on your phone, if you have an Apple phone, and go into the Apple iPod or a podcast app and just searching for Springdale Golf Live. They're just sitting there and you can listen to them, and we're going to keep adding them as the show goes on, but you don't need to go to any certain website anymore. Right to the app on your phone. It's as simple as possible. They're there now, and you can start listening to all the shows, and you can keep up with the song of the week, and you know.
And they can still go to our website for the latest sports information and everything. And our digital team, they're trying their best to grab them from that mysterious cloud to get them back on our website. Trust me as I speak.
Well, I know. I know the entire membership are huge supporters of the Fox Sports family because of our partnership with the club.
Right.
So they definitely go to there for all of their golf or their golf and their sports information. They love the Fox team there. The links on your website are tremendous. Get us all the local sports news, and if not, there's links there to the national news. So it's really, really good. But I just, you know, there's so many members that have come to me, and I keep telling them I'm searching for the cloud, but my head is no longer in the clouds. Right.
That's
I'm
good.
Back down on Earth, Al,
right.
And we've put all this together. Now, mm-hmm. One more thing I want to go over before we go back across the pond and start talking about a little bit more about Carnoustie is that the AJGA is coming in about 10 days, and we're in full prep mode for this event. And I got to do a quick read here on behalf of them. But on July 30th to August 1st, Springdale Golf Club is hosting the Stu Francis AJGA Championship. This premier international golf tournament will bring the best boys and girls talent in golf to Princeton. Spectators are welcome to this prestigious junior tournament. If you are interested in volunteering for the event, please contact the professional shop at Springdale by calling 609-924-3198. Let's show these great golfers what it means to have an extraordinary Princeton experience. Now, I know there was an ad in the paper, I think it's in US One and Town Topics this week, Al. The event is open to the public. We're expecting anywhere from 300 to 500 spectators for mm-hmm. this field of 88 boys and girls from all over the country. There's even a couple international players.
Wow.
Some of them have been coming in, some of the very, very good ones for practice rounds, and we're happy to host them and their families. And, you know, we're treating them all to a Springdale day, which is tons of fun.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing that is not having a Springdale day, and that's playing Carnoustie. So I wasn't kidding. The last 2 days, Al, I've set my alarm for 5 in the morning.
Okay.
And my wife thinks I'm crazy, but that happened way before this yesterday.
I'm sure.
And I get up and I kind of slide out of bed quietly. I don't even wake up the dog. And I go downstairs and I turn on, you know, I get Mike Tirico, and he's like, you know, thank you for joining us. It's 5 o'clock Eastern, you know, right. Eastern Standard Time. We're so happy to have you here at Carnoustie to watch the British Open. And, you know, so, but it's a really exciting tournament they got going on right now. You know, yeah. So the first day it's all dry. Then this morning you wake up and it's raining. It's exactly what you expect over there where, you know, the golf course looks like the surface of the moon. And there's like 18 green spots, which are the greens where the holes are. But, you know, they've got a really, really strong field playing right now. And this morning we had Tiger. So we had the Tiger phenomenon going on, which was really, really good. And, you know, Tiger's up and down throughout his round, a couple early bogeys, and he comes back with some birdies. And he just, you know, he's got us hooked. But he and Phil are both tied at even par after 36 holes. They're going to be there for the weekend. And, you know, being a fan of golf, and so involved, that, you know, golf has been my life for the past 30 plus years. It's so great to have those guys around and to have them be a part of this tournament. And truth be told, by the end of the day, they're probably only going to be 6 shots back and they'll be right there. And if one of those two guys, because of their professional swagger, I like to call it, starts to climb a little bit and get people a little bit, you know, looking at those leaderboards, you never know what might happen. But, right. You know, I'm sure everyone's hoping for Tiger to win his 15th major and to start to challenge Jack again. But, you know, he looks pretty good out there. But I tell you, who else looked good this morning was Rory McIlroy. Shot a couple under par, 2 rounds at 69. He's 4 under, and he's only 2 back off the lead. Jordan Spieth played this afternoon. He finished up at, let's see here. Golly, he finished up tied for 11th, and he's right there next to Ricky Fowler. And Spieth shot 67 today, which is a great round. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's been a ghost on the professional tour for about 6 months now. No one could figure out where he is. Right. You know, I've got it figured out, Al.
And that is?
He was in the same cloud with the podcasts.
Could be.
But he, like the podcasts, have come back to earth this week.
He has reappeared.
And he's been phenomenal. He shot 67 today, and he's tied for 11th. He's right there next to my pick for the week, which is Ricky Fowler.
Okay.
And Ricky Fowler's right there next to him. And they're both at 3 under par, which is just 3 shots off the lead with 2 rounds to go at a place that is as treacherous as anyone can imagine.
I've seen that course in with the sports updates. It is.
Yeah, it's
tough.
It's extremely tough.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you go to Walt Disney World and you're wearing shorts and all the strollers are around, it's like it's as treacherous as it is for your ankles.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you're going to get run into at some point. And all of these guys have continued to keep having their little issues. You know, as Colin mentioned, Jordan, he's cruising along. Next thing you know, he hits it in a bunker and he makes double bogey. Well, for those guys to make those types of holes, you know that there's some challenges out there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's no doubt. And I'll go back to Colin's quote. He says, you don't have to be a fader or a drawer. So a fader is someone who misses it to the right, and a drawer for a right-handed golfer, and a drawer is someone who misses it to the left.
Okay.
And he says, you don't have to shape the ball a certain way to play my golf course. You just have to hit it in the right spot. So these two guys at the top are known for their ball striking. Kevin Kisner and Zach Johnson, they hit the ball straight and they hit it solid every time. So there's no mystery that they are at the top of the leaderboard. Now, back in 2015, Zach Johnson won the British Open when it was at St. Andrews. So he's no stranger to playing links golf and controlling his golf ball, which is kind of cool because Zach Johnson is like an everyday golfer. He's not like this physical specimen like Dustin Johnson or Tiger or has all of this talent since the day he was born like Phil Mickelson. So, you know, you got to root for Zach. Zach's kind of like a Jordan, you know. He doesn't do anything super, super special. He just does everything really good. You know,
right. It's
something that we could all strive to be for in golfers. But what's really cool is that he's leading the Open again. And we got this other guy, Tommy Fleetwood, right behind him. And Tommy Fleetwood is a European player. He's got these flowing locks. I think he's sponsored by Vidal Sassoon. The volume in this guy's hair it's unbelievable, Al. You couldn't control the volume in his hair on your soundboard over there.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Huh.
But this guy's, he's legit.
Yeah.
He shot 63 in the final round of the Open at Shinnecock on a golf course that no one could play. So I think he's feeling pretty good about his game. He's only 1 shot back. So I think, you know, some people are going to have some, you know, someone's going to have to make a move tomorrow on Saturday, which I'm extremely excited about because, you know, we love to watch a good storyline take place in these major championships. And I think because it's Carnoustie, and you look at their three other champions, you're going to get a really good golfer. And it, as I'm looking at it right now, Al, the cut line is projected for plus +3. So a couple of our favorites, like Justin Thomas and Sergio and Dustin Johnson, they're firing up the corporate jet. And they're going to be heading back, and that's a shame and everything. But you know what? There's still a lot of big names there. And I'm super excited to see what happens over the weekend. I sure hope that my favorite golfer, Tiger Woods, makes a little run at the title. Mm-hmm. It certainly would get everyone all fired up for Sunday if he threw together a little 67 tomorrow. He would definitely shake the grounds over there for sure. Mr. Sinclair would have a lot to handle with the 100,000 people or so that are over there watching. And it's all coming together to be a perfect week over there at Carnoustie. And we're gonna have to wait till next Friday, Al, to figure out to discuss who won.
I know.
You know, because as our show today almost comes to an end. But, you know, it was a tremendous treat and an honor to have Colin on, calling us live from Carnoustie. And if you didn't get a chance to hear it before, folks, because you tuned in late, make sure you get the podcast, because, he did a tremendous job talking to us and laying the setting and the atmosphere over there for what is going to take place this weekend. I could hear the music. And I know what that means. It's time for my thank yous. First and foremost, to my man Al Brooks over at the board. I certainly appreciate the Springdale Board of Governors for all their support. And most importantly, to all my listeners. Podcasts are back, folks. You know where I'm heading. I'm heading to Springdale. Where are you headed? Well, let the tower be your guide. And from Cherry Hill to Carnoustie, and of course, everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.